Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. Father, thank you for this wonderful revelation we're going to share today of the days ahead, a great encouragement to your people, and we thank you for it so much. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, we're going to continue with Defection Election War 1. And this is number 29. In this first revelation we're going to share is the Lion of Judah triumphs. Trump is anointed for 4 more years. And this was given to Timothy Dixon, January the 24th, 2021. And he said, "In this dream I saw the Capitol building and the steps that went down from it were really long. There was a patio leading out to the steps of the Capitol and 2 pinnacles on each side of the steps. Out of the doors of the Capitol came a lion, and this lion ran out across the patio. It ran out on top of one of the pinnacles and stood and threw its chest out and raised its head. It looked so majestic and noble. It roared with a really loud roar." Well, I think the Lion of Judah is announcing that the capital is his. And he will do what he likes with it, including install his king over it to rule. And he used his bride of Zion to intercede to bring this to pass. Joel 3:16-17 says, "And the Lord will roar from Zion, and utter his voice from Jerusalem, and the heavens and the earth shall shake, but the Lord will be a refuge unto his people, and a stronghold to the children of Israel. So shall you know that I am the Lord your God, dwelling in Zion, my holy mountain. Then shall Jerusalem be holy, and there shall no strangers pass through her any more." Amen. A great change for the persecuted people. Okay. "I saw from the front 7 men that came out and started walking across the patio. These 7 men looked like some kind of rabbis or priests. I knew that these 7 men were from the tribe of Judah of Israel, and each one of them had a shofar, a ram's horn. There are 7 churches, 7 trumpets, and 7 years of tribulation." It's the Lord announcing, I believe, the soon coming of tribulation. They had the shofars, and they were ready to blow. In Revelation 1 and 20, we're told, "The mystery of the 7 stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the 7 golden candlesticks. The 7 stars are the angels of the 7 churches, and the 7 candlesticks are the 7 churches." And Revelation 8 and 6 says, "And the 7 angels that had the 7 trumpets prepared themselves to sound." Yeah, and of course that began the tribulation. So this is an announcement of this coming. And of course, the Lord is getting the world ready for this by these changes that are about to come. "And as they walked out, the lion was standing on that pinnacle, and each one separated themselves like maybe 8 or 9 feet apart. I knew that they were exactly the same distance apart as they sprawled out, and one by one, they each blew their horns in turn until all had blown the 7 horns." Okay. The 7 years of tribulation and the 7 trumpets each have a set time period by the Lord in which they will occur. In Joshua 6:1-5, it says, "Now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel, none went out, and none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, See, I have given into thy hand Jericho, and the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor. Well, they were, of course, to be taking the promised land, and this land, by the way, has been promised to God's people. Our land is full of usurpers in religion and in the government. And I believe our lion and our king will conquer them. Okay? And you shall compass the city, all the men of war going about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days, and 7 priests shall bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns, there you go, before the ark. And the 7th day you shall compass the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow the trumpets. And it shall be that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall flat, and the people shall go up, every man straight before him. Okay. So, we, through our prayers and warfare, will conquer the first city of our promised land given to us by the Lion. And I believe it is Washington, D.C. We will see. Okay. Then I looked out, and in the front of the Capitol was a sea of people, just as far back as you could look towards the George Washington Monument. There were so many people, way beyond what I could see, all the way down to where that reflecting pool is. So the people are waking up and reflecting on what the Lord is revealing to them about the deep state and what's been wrong with this country and their own lives. And the usurpers of our land and Christianity are being defeated before their eyes. Then I saw the Washington Monument, and there was a door in the bottom of it. And out of that door came President Trump. And he walked up through the crowd of the people, and the people just went crazy. They started lifting up their hands and praising and magnifying God, and you could hear them, all of them, saying, Lord, I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for 4 more years. You can't make this stuff up, folks, in a dream, you know. Come on now. A great revival is about to explode among God's people who have lost hope. But now it's going to be revealed to them that God used all this to drain the swamp. Uh-huh. And they're going to just wonder at the wisdom that was used to do this. I believe that saved us from a civil war, so to speak. As President Trump walked up towards the front steps of the Capitol building, there was a man that came out from the Capitol. It was like he was hidden from the people or invisible. He looked like Moses or Elijah. Yeah, the Lord said he was going to raise up one like unto thee, talking about Moses and what he would do in the latter times and how people would listen to him. Yes, the scripture says that. You say, oh, David, that was Jesus. It's still Jesus. Jesus and the man-child, right? He looked like Moses or Elijah. You couldn't see him at first. But when he came out, he manifested himself for all to see, and he had a staff in his hand. That's a shepherd's staff, like Moses, who led his people through the wilderness, right? And when he walked out with the staff, he remained silent as the seven other priests or rabbis from Judah screamed with a loud voice, saying, "The Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed." Well, I believe this man with the staff represents the return of Jesus and his men, child reformer ministers, that he will epiphany or shine forth through them and be manifested to God's elect at the beginning of the seven-year tribulation period, which is where we are now. I know you may not believe that, but we are very close. This also reminds me of the Trump/man-child parallel that we've been shown in dreams was happening at the same time. You know, Daniel was promoted over Babylon on the day that Cyrus, as a type of President Trump's army, was coming through the gates. And now the first city was falling to Trump as Cyrus. And that's D.C., right? Revelation 5 and 5, "And one of the elders said unto me, Weep not, for behold, the Lion that is of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, hath overcome to open the book and the seven seals thereof." That's the seven seals of the tribulation. Now, the word that he received, "The Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed." That's his translation that he uses. This is the King James Version. And the word "hath overcome" is "hath prevailed" in Timothy's translation, and it means the same thing. The Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. Okay, so that's very neat that it's quoting the scriptures, right? And he's talking to him in a language he can understand, his own translation. Praise the Lord. "Then the man with the staff was now standing at the bottom of the steps. He gave a white mule to President Trump." Wow, I think Trump drives a Tesla, doesn't he? A white mule? Sure. Okay. Trump is now, I believe this is talking about Trump is now the head over all the people, the donkeys and the horses. A male donkey and a female horse bring forth a mule, which is a hybrid. And these represent two types of people. The Democrat donkeys. fits the bill, doesn't it? And those who are bigger, faster, wiser, better looking, so on and so forth. I'm laughing, right? Which is a horse. And white here represents that their flesh that's been harnessed to do his will be obedient to President Trump. That's what it represents. "As they were standing there, all of a sudden a great storm like a violent hurricane appeared. And out of the hurricane came a whirlwind that went out and touched down on top of the patio of the Capitol, and it started spinning." "Then another man came forth out of the whirlwind." Well, I believe that other man represents Elijah, or the prophet, the spirit of prophecy, right? Elijah was taken to heaven in a whirlwind. And looked like here he's returning to anoint the king. This also represents prophecies that have been spoken coming to pass. Because everything that is happening has been spoken through the prophets, through the dreams, through the visions, through the prophecies, so on and so forth. And it's coming to pass. It has a force when it is spoken. Right. So this other man that came forth out of the whirlwind walked down to the front. He had a horn of anointing oil in his hand, and he anointed President Trump. So the lion is having his way here. Notice. As he poured the oil on top of his head, the man with the staff, which I believe is the man-child who is now going to do what Moses did according to the prophecies and lead God's people through the wilderness. The staff, I believe, is a shepherd's staff. And the man that came out of the whirlwind both said to President Trump, so the man-child and the spirit of prophecy both said to President Trump, I anoint you king. I anoint you president of the United States for 4 more years. You can't make this stuff up, folks. Come on. And after this, I looked over to the right, and there was like an alley over to my right, and I looked and I saw 2 donkeys with 2 people sitting on them. Guess who? Yeah, you guessed right. One was a man and the other was a woman. And this is, of course, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. And they're both donkey Democrats, right? Who have usurped the authority over the land. Okay. And, of course, this was all permitted and planned and schemed to show people what these people would do. And people are getting their eyes open, and there's a whole lot of Democrats crossing the aisle. Both the man in the whirlwind and the man with the staff announced, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. God is fixing to work wonders. That's his word. He likes that fixing. I'm fixing. He's fixing. He's about to do this, right? To work wonders. Then the man with the staff jabbed his staff down on the ground on the bottom step of the Capitol, like a releasing of a judgment, you know. And when he did, the man that had come out of the whirlwind and had anointed President Trump went back up inside the whirlwind. So this the man-child is releasing this spirit of prophecy and speaking it. I immediately after this looked back over my right, and the 2 donkeys fell dead right there in the streets. My thought was that this means that they no longer support Biden and Kamala, right? Obviously. And the man that was sitting on one of the donkeys grabbed his chest and fell dead with a heart attack. Well, the Democratic Party is going to be dead when the people find out that they were organized crime and perversion, right? God is exposing all their evil and their wickedness, and the people are waking up and will no longer stand for it. God will judge Joe Biden's clone and or double, whichever he is. And you'll find that out sooner or later. I'm not going to go into that. Then the woman who had been sitting on the other donkey ran inside the Capitol building. She had daggers like some kind of throw knives that were hidden. You couldn't see them. Nobody in the public could see them. She was wearing a purple dress, and she started running towards the Capitol building. And when she got inside the Capitol, she was pulling out those daggers from behind her back and just throwing them at all the Senate and House politicians. Just throwing them and throwing them. I think this means that God's judgment is about to expose Kamala Harris for the traitor and the backstabber that she really is, and use her in her attempt to shift the blame on the rest of the traitors. Like the Jehoshaphat War, they will divide against one another, killing each other off, right? Shifting the blame. And everything is going to be known. They're going to be speaking it right out of their mouths. She walked up to Nancy Pelosi, who was standing at that little desk or podium. The woman took one of her daggers and jabbed it down into Nancy's hand and pinned it to the podium. I think this is probably meaning a judgment against the works of Nancy Pelosi. And she is ratting her out, so to speak. And after this, the tornado with the man in it blew inside of the Capitol. "Oh, thank you, Jesus," he said. And when it blew inside the Capitol, there was such a chaotic pressure. It was like one of these news reports you see on TV where a tornado had struck a residential area and just tore it all to pieces. I think we had a sign of this the other day. There were some tornadoes that did just that, but not to the Capitol. Anyway, and that's how the inside of the Capitol building looked. It was torn to pieces. And I think that the storm is upon us. Trump, who was anointed by the prophecies and the Patriots, too, are going to bring a storm of judgment from God in a couple of ways, I think. After the man in the whirlwind / tornado, representing prophecies that have been spoken, I believe, now coming to pass. Yeah. So after the man in the whirlwind blew inside and devastated the Capitol / congressional building, it went out the doors and moved on throughout the rest of the land. It was just traveling like a tornado does, and it blew through the rest of the land. Well, I believe that this judgment isn't going to stop with the leaders in Congress. It's going to bring down false leadership all over the country. And all of the revelations concerning the vote debacle will bring a lot of leadership down. As the man with the staff, who had manifested himself to the people, started walking on foot throughout the land, following the man in the whirlwind / tornado. So as riots and unrest will follow the shakeup in D.C. and the country, the man-child ministry will also be going throughout the land and the world, fulfilling prophecies simultaneously at the beginning of the tribulation period. Amen. And he said, "I went back inside the Capitol, and so many people were gone. Nancy wasn't there anymore. Schumer and so many other people weren't there anymore. They were gone. So the swamp is going to be totally drained soon. I want to tell you, some of these people aren't there now. That is their clone. That is their double. Carrying on, you will find out about the plan soon. Then I looked around and was amazed because there was a small little group of people that remained. They had been untouched, unscathed by the storm. You probably know who they are, right? Their ties weren't even messed up. Their hair was not even blown, not one piece out of place. They were kept through this storm." And then I woke up. Well, these people who have fought for the freedom of America and fought for truth diligently are obviously going to be preserved. God will spare a remnant in the government, and his first fruits, man, child, and bride, will be preserved through the judgment that also comes. Romans 11, 2 through 5 says, God did not cast off his people, which he foreknew. Or know you not what the scripture saith of Elijah, how that he pleadeth with God against Israel, saying, Lord, they have killed thy prophets, they have digged down thine altars, and I am left alone, and they seek my life. But what saith the answer of God unto him? I have left for myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to Baal. Even so then, at this present time also, there is a remnant according to the election of grace. Well, amen. God is so awesome. He is going to do an awesome work. It was just such a powerful dream that when I woke up, I was sick in my stomach and felt weak. Just plumb shook at what I'd seen. He said, I pray you all are blessed by this revelation. You can interpret it as you will. I believe God has his eye on the devil. Satan will not have this country, not now. Boy, he came close, right? But God permitted that so everyone could see, you know, that he is the God of this world. Not because he runs the world, but because they worship him. They follow him, right? So he says, Satan will not have this country, not now. God's going to move. It's going to be a great biblical power, a power of God that no one can stop. May the Lord bless you and keep you. I pray for all of our leaders, as we are commanded to do, right? Maybe some of them will turn to the Lord. Some of them were trapped into this and blackmailed into this, but then they couldn't back out, and they became as nutty as the rest of them. I pray for everyone. I pray for all that is in our country. I pray for everyone across the world, because God is fixing to move. He is fixing to send great revival across this land. Yes, amen. And we've been telling you that. And now Timothy's telling you that, right? And here's another one. This is by Rose Dixon, Timothy's wife. The whirlwind has begun, and the red tide. Trump prevails. Okay, sounds interesting. I just want to share a dream that I had early this morning on 8/10/21. I dreamed that a whirlwind had hit America, and when I woke up, the Lord spoke these words to me. The whirlwind has begun, and the red tide. Well, when I woke up, I didn't realize what the red tide was, so I texted a lady and my husband, and I asked him what the red tide meant, because I'm not too familiar with things such as that. Well, President Trump and others have referred to the Great Awakening and the MAGA movement as the red wave, since the Republican Party's color is red. And the Lord refers to the judgment of the Red Sea in several different scenarios in the Bible, where he set his people free from bondage to that enemy army and their government, Pharaoh. And Rose goes on to say, I believe that this whirlwind the Lord showed me is in this dream is about the whirlwind that's going to hit the Capitol. And I pray that the Lord has mercy. I pray that the Lord has his way in this situation. America needs revival. America needs to get back to serving God. And I believe that this is the time we don't need to let the enemy have a foothold in America. We need to stand with all we've got. Stand for the Lord and for what's right. Okay, now we're going to share a revelation given to Rick Sergeant on February the 6th, 2021. And we called it Lion of Judah Roars and Justice Prevails. Oh boy. We're living in exciting times, Rick said. I have had another angelic encounter on New Year's Eve. They sang to me of the coming glory. I believe the Lord showed me that He will bring justice to America first, and then revival. And this will be the largest and most profound revival man has ever seen. Yes, we've said something similar to that for quite a while. It is going to be powerful. The coming revival to the whole world. He that has a spiritual ear to hear, let him hear. I receive angelic visits from time to time. On New Year's Eve at 3:07 a.m., I had a visitation of many angels. They said this to me, that the glory of the Lord shall fill the earth. After that, the Holy Spirit said these words to me, Son, what you heard my angels say to you is prophetic. My glory will fill the earth this year. Yes, and I'm going to tell you, I think the whole earth is going to come to some great rejoicing when the tables get turned. I believe the Lord wanted me to release this to you to encourage you and that our best days are ahead of us. I'm not going to deny that there are shaking judgments from what you people call nature, but it's not nature, it's God. Because there's no peace to the wicked, saith the Lord, you know. But in the midst of all this, God's people are going to grow. And people are going to come into the kingdom. Amen. I believe the glory we will see, to the degree that we will see it, has never been seen before by anybody. The greatest harvest of souls will also come. The church's greatest days are at the doorstep at God's timing. Outstanding, mind-blowing miracles will be before us. God will use vessels of honor, not dishonor, to carry His glory throughout the earth. Angels will be very prevalent among His people. Jesus is the commander of His angel army. Amen. Okay, and here's another one given to Rick Sergeant, February the 6th, 2021. He called it, I Am a Just God. A word of the Lord. I am the God of love, but I am also the God of justice. I am not one without the other, for one without the other would not be me. For I am both of these wrapped up in one. I am that I am, says the Spirit of God. I am the Lion of the tribe of Judah. I am the Lion this nation has not known in these latter years, but I, the Lord, have not roared yet, for when I roar, things will shake. When I roar, things will be displaced, and when I roar, things will change, and when I roar, it will be a sign unto this nation. Well, amen. I agree 100%. And Brother Timothy agrees. For I am the God of justice. When I execute justice, this nation will not forget. For I will bring signs before you, and my justice will prevail. After my justice, My glory will come and fill this nation to overflowing, and it will go abroad, worldwide. People of the world will know that I am the Lord of the heavens and of the earth. Great joy will come to my people, and they will celebrate and dance in the streets when they hear the good news of the Spirit of God. Well, in parallel to this celebration of the political revival, we just received a dream of great celebration, which I'm going to share with you in just a minute, when the wicked leadership in the church is replaced by reformers. Yes, people are going to be set free from religious Babylon and secular Babylon. Oh, praise be to God. And he goes on to say, "Be at peace, my people. Your prayers of intercession have not come to naught. Your prayers have been bottled up and preserved. It is the prayers and repentance of my people that I will bring justice, says the Spirit of God." Well, amen. I agree. And so, this is the word that we just received. And we called it evil leadership is replaced by the reformers, and God's people celebrate. This was given to Joe Brits in South Africa. And he got it on 3/12/21. Amen. Ain't God good? The Lord then gave me a short dream. I saw all of the UBMers in a room, and they are all excited and full of joy. I recognized Michael and Julie. Some of them in the USA were putting their finger against their PC screen. I then put my finger from the other side of the earth in South Africa on my PC screen. And almost like a high five as a form of agreement or to share their excitement. And that was the end of the dream. But he asked for and received by faith at random this text. He got his finger on Ezekiel 17 and 16, and the context is 15 through 24. And it's very interesting. It explains what everybody is rejoicing about. Yeah. So, Ezekiel 17 and 15 through 19. But he, and this is, of course, the apostate leadership of God's people, including the faction, who was conquered by Babylon. Okay. But he rebelled against him, that's the king of Babylon, in sending his ambassadors into Egypt, that they might give him horses and much people. Shall he prosper? Well, you know, all of the apostate leadership don't have faith. It's just the way it is with apostates. Their sins don't let them have faith. Their heart knows that they have not obeyed and followed the Lord, and therefore they don't have boldness towards God, as the Scripture says. So all the apostate leaderships don't have faith, and they trust in their own works. Jeremiah 17 and 5 says, "Thus saith the Lord, cursed is the man that trusteth in man." I might say this, that these leaders were trained by leaders that didn't know any more than they did. And they trust in those leaders. They trust in their doctrine. They trust in the fact that they got this education from these people, and they paid a lot for it, and they've spoken it out of their mouths, and now they're not humble enough to change their mind, so you can forget it, you know. But he says, "Cursed is the man that trusts in man, and maketh the flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. Yes, they have. Shall he escape that doeth such things? Shall he break the covenant and yet escape? As I live, says the Lord, surely in the place where the king dwelleth, that made him king, whose oath he despised, and whose covenant he brake, even with him in the midst of Babylon, he shall die. Well, the apostate leadership, deceiving God's people, is destroyed by Babylon. And they have Babylonish doctrine. They have Babylonish faith. They are 501c3, and they actually have to be obedient, you know, so on and so forth. Neither shall Pharaoh with his mighty army and great company help him in the war, when they cast up mounds and build forts, to cut off many persons. For he hath despised the oath of breaking of by breaking the covenant, and behold, he hath given his hand. And yet he hath done all these things, he shall not escape. Therefore thus saith the Lord, as I live, surely mine oath that he hath despised, and my covenant that he hath broken, and they've constantly broken God's covenant. God's covenant is an eternal covenant. It's never been changed, and these people love to change it. They love to add to it and take away from it. And if you read the last four verses in the book of Revelation, you realize, oh, there's a mighty curse on that, and people are rejected for doing that. But that's what they do constantly. They think they have more sense than God. They are idolaters with their dead religion. I'll even bring it upon his own head, and I will spread my net upon him, and he shall be taken in my snare, and I will bring him to Babylon. God's the one that is going to make sure this happens. And will enter into judgment with him there for his trespass that he hath trespassed against me. Well, you know, in some ways this is happening because the plague of Babylon's vaccines are going to take many of these liberal Christians down. And rioters will once again begin burning churches, because they're going to blame this whole political thing on the churches and the pastors and so on and so forth. And all his fugitives in all of his bands shall fall by the sword, and they that remain shall be scattered towards every wind. Well, now this is a good thing. See, God is going to scatter the people from these apostate leaders, and they're going to go out and be able to seek for truth once more, because they just realize God judged their leaders. And why is that? They'll figure it out. Verse 22, thus saith the Lord, I will also take of the lofty top of the cedar, and I will set it, I will crop off from the topmost of its young twigs a tender one, and I will plant it upon a high and lofty mountain. That is Mount Zion, the leadership of God's people. And this is the reformer man-child leadership that takes the place of these apostates. Verse 23, in the mountains of the height of Israel will I plant it, that this tender shoot that's now the head, and it shall bring forth boughs and bear fruit and be a goodly cedar, and under it shall dwell all the birds of every wing. In the shade of the branches thereof shall they dwell. And all the trees of the field shall know that I, the Lord, have brought down the high tree, and have exalted the low tree, and have dried up the green tree, and have made the dry tree to flourish. I, the Lord, have spoken it and have done it. Amen. Now, we're going to share with you a prophecy from Ken Dewey, March the 11th, 2021, and we called it Red Sea Judgment on Deep State is Coming. And Ken called it Fire and Brimstone and Choking Water. Okay. This morning, the Lord woke me up at 3:33 a.m. and said, "Get up and write a word for me." And here's what he said. "I am that I am, have waited until they are well in over their head, and there is no turning back." Yep. "They cannot now again harden their hearts to lie their way out. They have ridden right into the storm, and now it's too late. They cannot turn back." Yes, they're out to seek to save their lives, and they do desperate things when they get caught and when everything's being broadcast out there to the world of their evil. They do desperate things. They don't care for America. They will send plagues. They will do whatever. They don't matter how. It doesn't matter to them how many people they kill. They're full of Satan. They're Satanists, and they're full of Satan. "See them fall and choking on their own blood water," he says. He'll explain this in the prophecy later. "Watch them in the midst of the sea and how the flood engulfs them. Oh, how horrible is their fall. The whole world knows just how many innocent ones they have killed. The whole world knows their sinful hearts that want to sin the sin of Sodom." That's pretty well pegging them. "Oh, how great the fall headlong into the sea to choke on their own decisions. Now they will be engulfed and trapped by their own formulas of death. That which they have put on and forced upon others is now forced upon them." Yes, they are reaping what they have sown. That's a law that's universal, right? The world today is still looking to prove the first Red Sea event. They search beneath the waters of destruction, hoping to find, in parenthesis here, a chariot wheel, to prove the army of Egypt died in the Red Sea. Now the world will see all, and even in the future they will be lost under their own Red Sea, never to rise again. Yes, it's true. They don't think things like that happened, and now they're going to have it demonstrated to them that it does happen. And this enemy is in all of the earth. God designed a way to cause these people to make themselves known. And they've been watching them. They make a step, and then they watch them. They find out who's who and who's contacting who, and so on and so forth. They wait until they make their move. And then they, of course, are doing exactly what we prayed would happen. You know, in our morning meetings, we prayed that they would turn on one another and rat on one another, and it's happening. Some of them to save their lives down in Gitmo. They're telling all. And everybody they can, they're telling on them. There is no honor among thieves, liars, and fornicators. Right? So, oh, their awful deeds. Oh, their wicked hearts indeed. Now all see clearly, just exactly as they all are. Oh, how many know all. Now those who know will watch them choke on the blood, crying from the ground. The blood of them they killed will be their Red Sea water. Amen. Those souls, millions and millions and millions of children have been sacrificed by these people, mercilessly murdered for their adrenochrome, their hot drug, which destroys them when they quit taking it, by the way. Now all see clearly just exactly as they all are. Amen. Even as I struck the Sodomites blind at the door, now see, I have stricken them blind. Well, you know, it's amazing that the same faction that attacked us, we found out, was full of Sodomites. And not only that, they were imparting it to one another. Just exactly what is happening in the world. So it was a Sodomite revolution that tried to overthrow UVM. They were, of course, sent by the devil, and we didn't permit such things as that. And, of course, whatever we didn't permit, they blew up about and went out having a fit, just like the people in the world are doing, concerning the political mess out there. Even as I struck the Sodomites blind at the door, now see, I have stricken them blind. Now see them search in vain for the entrance of the door, only to no avail. Now watch the fire and brimstone fall upon them. And even today men will search to find Sodom and Gomorrah, but to no avail, for it is covered over and seen no more. Only their folly is in truth recorded. Yeah. Well, we can see the effects of Sodom and Gomorrah, the judgment that fell. The fire and the brimstone is over there, but it's covered up everything. Nothing can be seen. Yeah. Did I not say you will watch with your own eyes the wicked perish? Yes, stand by now and see the Sodomites burn. By the way, they're taking these people to military tribunals. They are recording their confessions before camera, the things that they have done before camera. And so we will watch with our eyes and see what would cause this destruction to the wicked. So stand by now and see the Sodomites burn, but not in their lust, but in their brimstone fire. Stand ye well back, and don't look back. Flee away from Sodom, for only salt will be left of any who look back. I Am That I Am will once again reveal my mighty hand. And because I do many will see yet, and many will yet know me as their Lord and King. Yes, this is going to bring a great revival. The world is going to see. God is going to open eyes with all of this. And they're going to know. Who was it that said that this was coming? Who was it that prayed against this and brought it down? The whole world's going to know the power of God in His people, and that the words of Jesus spoken to His people about the authority He was given unto them is true. There will begin again a new beginning. I Am. Yep, the greatest revival will come forth as the Lord in His man-child reformers does signs and wonders and miracles to bring restoration to the people. You know, when Jesus came, there was a great restoration. He healed the sick. He cast out demons. He provided for the people. There was a great restoration. Now, if you go back in history with other man-childs, you see the same thing. Moses brought a great restoration. There was not one feeble one among them when they walked out of Egypt, probably 2 or 2.5 million people, not one feeble one among them. And, of course, the feeble that they're speaking about is not just the mind, but the body. There was not one feeble one among them. And Moses, who was like 80 years old, it says his natural force was not abated, nor his eye dimmed. So, this great restoration is once again going to go forth through the man-child in this day, which God spoke to Moses about, a prophet, that the Lord would raise up like unto him. Well, what did he do? He brought the people into the wilderness. And the Bible tells us in Revelation chapter 12 and chapter 17 that the wilderness is the tribulation. He brought them into their tribulation, their testing, and he tested them. Jesus brought them into the wilderness. It's translated desert most often. And the man-child in Revelation 12 brings them into the wilderness. A great restoration. It's the restoration of all is spoken about in Acts, that the heavens must receive him until the restoration of all, not things. Things was added in. The restoration of all. What the restoration? The man-child's restoration. This time it's Jesus through this body of people that is going to bring this great restoration. Get ready. You're going to see awesome things. Then he added, choking water of destruction will rush in and shake the land. Fire, brimstone will burn them. Water cannot quench the fire until all perish. I have waited long enough, and now all see clearly my mighty hand. And supporting scriptures here, Exodus 8 and 32, and Pharaoh hardened his heart. At this time also, neither would he let the people go. But the Lord didn't give him any authority there. He continued through Moses to say, let my people go. And he finally had to do it because God raised the judgment higher and higher and higher until he had no choice. Genesis 4, 8 through 12. And Cain talked with Abel, his brother. And it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel, thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. And now art thou cursed from the earth, which hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. And they have killed multitude, millions of people, not only with war to support their habits, but also underground, in their underground cities, and in their sacrifices of innocent blood, innocent babies, innocent little girls, etc., etc. And everybody's going to find out about it. And when thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shalt thou be in the earth. Yes, these people will be fleeing all over the earth. And they will get caught right and left. When they realize they can't win and they start running, a lot of them are going to get caught. Some of them have already been caught. Some of them, even in the Congress, have been caught fleeing the country. Turned them back around. Basically, they blackmailed them to go back out there and finish the story. Very interesting. They showed them everything they had on them, just like they have to others who were prosecuted and executed in many cases. There are many executions happening right now of these people who have been guilty of much, much blood. Genesis 19:11, and they smote the men that were at the door of the house with blindness, both small and great, so that they wearied themselves to find the door. Yep, they're so addicted to demonic sodomy. Luke 17:29, but the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Well, this fire that they're going through, you know, these executions are multiplied. I've seen lists of them, of the famous ones. They only list the famous ones, but there's a lot of others that are being taken down too and executed for their murders, etc. Exodus 14:3-4, for Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, they are entangled in the land. The wilderness has shut them in. They have a strange confidence, these factious people, strange confidence in their God. They have no fear whatsoever or conscience whatsoever of the scriptures. And so they feel free of any kind of conscience whatsoever. And the demon forces inside them are just, well, revealing who they really are. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart, that he shall follow after them, and I will be honored upon Pharaoh. What a hardening of heart could cause a man to do that? You see, when they're totally demon-possessed, they're at the mercy of Satan. Totally. And God hardened Pharaoh and his whole army's heart. They followed in after them. This is a nut that would do this, because obviously God had just saved his people by parting the Red Sea to save his people. And you're going to follow them through the Red Sea? That's how stupid these people are. And we call them the stupid demons because everything we see that they do is stupid. You say, Trump is smart. Sure, he's smart. But it's not hard to outwit these people now, because the more demon-possessed they get, the stupider they get. And he said, I will get me honor upon Pharaoh and upon all his hosts, that the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord. And they did so. So even the Egyptians are going to know that I am the Lord. I read the history of some of the Egyptians who were there at the time of the Red Sea, and they got that revelation. Psalm 91:7-8, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. And they did. They saw the reward of the wicked. How astounding. They watched as the waters came back together and wiped out Pharaoh and his army. And they were a stench on the seashore. And Ken said, I have posted this word in obedience to my Lord, and I have written it exactly as I heard him speak it to me. Desert Prophet. Okay, and here's one that's given to Marie Kelton. March the 12th of 2021. And we called it Time for the Red Sea Judgment and Revival. Amen. During the evening prayer meeting on 3/12/21, I had a vision of a really dark storm clouds. Below the clouds was a field with tall brown grass. And I knew by looking at the storm clouds that a tornado was about to form from it. Well, this whirlwind slash tornado judgment is imminent. It will destroy the deep state capital seat of government. The tall brown field represents the harvest being ready and a great revival resulting. And Marie said, a while after that, the Lord gave me an open vision of him standing in linen garments. I couldn't see his face. Jesus was holding a huge hourglass with one hand on the top of it and the other hand on the bottom. The hourglass had red sand in it, obviously representing the Red Sea, right? He flipped it and the sand started pouring through the hourglass. And I saw this multiple times. Well, it could be the judgment of the guilt of those who had sacrificed God's people, right? Well, the time has come for the modern day Red Sea judgment to begin. God's people are finally going to be free to worship him in the wilderness, having escaped Egypt and the Babylonish beast systems. Amen. So time is drawing near. And their blood is calling from the earth upon these wicked people. Okay, this is Timothy Dixon's Revelation, February the 2nd, 2021, and we called it John Roberts Repents, The Tables Are Turned. Oh-ho! we're in a time where the church and Christians are fixing to witness the greatest outpouring of the Holy Ghost. The greatest outpouring and shaking that the world's ever witnessed with our own eyes. And then I believe with all my heart that then Jesus is coming. Yes, and let me say, a lot of people say Jesus is coming and they don't know what that means. But we know in Hosea 6, 1 through 3, that the Bible says he is going to come to us as the rain, as the latter rain that waters the earth. Now we know at the end of the tribulation period that Jesus comes manifestly. But at the beginning, he's going to be manifested in his first fruits. And they, as you will watch and see, are going to go forth and do the same signs and wonders and miracles because it's the same Jesus doing them through this body of people. Yes, he is coming, but a lot of people, just like the last time, history always repeats, don't understand how he's coming, and they're going to miss his coming. Okay, so, as he once came as the first New Testament man-child, to heal and deliver and provide for his people in the tribulation. So that's how he's coming. And Timothy said, I had laid down in the wee hours of the morning. I had driven through the night, and I was praying, and as I was praying, I fell into some kind of a trance. It was not sleep. I was awake. But yet I was dreaming. I know that sounds crazy, but I was awake somehow, but subconsciously I was in some kind of a deep sleep. And I believe Daniel called them night visions. Yes. And trances in the Bible. I dreamed I saw the Statue of Liberty, and I'd walked up to where she stood, and the Statue of Liberty was on her knees. And one of her hands was on her knees. She was squatting and bowing her head, and the flame in the torch that she held was just barely flickering. It had almost gone out. And it's true. It's true. We were headed towards disaster early, before the tribulation. We were headed towards disaster. But we need the first 3.5 years of the tribulation period to get the church back in biblical order so that many can be preserved through the tribulation period and so that many people will be saved bearing the fruit and the works of Jesus Christ. Freedom was almost extinguished. Okay. But the Lord is coming to save and to deliver. Then I saw the Lord standing by the Statue of Liberty, and he said to me, "You're witnessing a prophecy that was prophesied 70 years ago. Your witness had come to pass." There were a lot of people all around the Liberty. Well, I believe that he is referring to A.A. Allen's vision in the 1950s of the Statue of Liberty, which was almost well overcome and died down in the Gulf. And we'll put the link of this revelation of A.A. Allen's here so you can go and read it for yourself. Then the dream scene changed, and it's like I was watching some kind of movie. I could see through the Lord's eyes. I could move around, but yet I wasn't there. As I was seeing through the Lord's eyes, we were walking inside an old building. We were instantly at the bedside of Supreme Court Justice John Roberts. We watched him as he slept. Through the eyes of Jesus, I saw what John Roberts was dreaming. I saw what he was thinking in his dreams. Everything looked so evil. God then visited Justice Roberts in his dream and took him up to heaven. And he was standing before the Lord. I could hear John Roberts' thoughts as he said to himself, "I've been a judge in the highest courts in the land, and now I'm being judged." And the Lord spoke to him and said, "Hold up your hands." And Roberts held up his hands as if they were dripping with something. And when he looked at them, there was blood dripping off of his hands. Well, you know that John Roberts got mixed up with Jeffrey Epstein, I understand, through the adoption of his two children. I've heard of a whistleblower interview that said they took John Roberts to Epstein Island and forced him at gunpoint to commit satanic ritual abuse and sacrifice of children. And they've been blackmailing him ever since to rule in favor of the deep state agendas. Yes, I remember when John Roberts was first put in his office, And everybody knew that he was a very staunch conservative. And the first ruling that he did was very, very leftist. And a lot of people thought, like I, that he had been taken down by these people. And come to find out, that's exactly what happened. You could see the look on his face. He had guilt all over him. That is something, let me tell you, that when you come into these factious spirits, these demonic entities that he eventually got taken over by because of what was going on, they don't have any conscience. They don't have guilt on their face. When he first went into office and people began to complain that he did a total reversal in his office, he had guilt all over his face. He evidently started out as a good conservative, but was turned by these people. How many people have they done this way? It's going to come out that they've done a lot of people this way. These are Satanists. So, then Justice Roberts woke up from his dream. He went inside this large building into a large room. And when he got in there, Justice Amy Coney Barrett was sitting at a big table. Justice Roberts was wrestling in his mind with the dream that the Lord had given him. And he looked at Justice Amy Coney Barrett, and he was shaking his head. And there, with such emotion of what he had just went through in his dream from the Lord. It reminded me of how Pilate's wife suffered the things in a dream from the Lord and told Pilate to have nothing to do with this just man, Jesus. So Pilate washed his hands before they crucified Jesus. John Roberts looked at Amy Coney Barrett and said, "Will you help me?" And she jumped up like she was waiting on him to say that and said, "Yes, yes, I will." I believe she is a spirit-filled person, and I believe she was praying for him and watching and waiting for him to turn, and God did it. "Yes, yes, I will," she said. So they grabbed that big table that they were at, and they turned it. Aha! And as they turned that table, something began happening in the atmosphere all around. Yes. Now, I do believe that Timothy thought, because it was just those two, that this wasn't the whole Supreme Court. But I think the whole table is being turned here. These two are going to be at the root of it, and it only takes a few now to turn this thing. Everything began to shake under the supernatural presence of God that was just unreal. And I believe that this is a play on words. God is going to turn the tables on the deep state. And it looks like he will use John Roberts to do it, as well as others like Amy Coney Barrett. That's so awesome. Well, we'll find out what happened to those, why they seemed to feel that they had to vote against President Trump. I'm sure it was something. I believe they're honorable people. Anyway, he said, afterwards, Justice Roberts had a little envelope in his hand, and he walked outside through a little hallway. and out on the side of this building was a side door that a man was standing beside. Well, he described this man. We'll come to it in a minute. But it was clear that he was a high-level Marine or military officer. So, this man had been waiting there for some time, and Roberts handed the envelope to the man and said, "This will change everything." Well, I perceive that Justice Roberts will repent and begin to work with Trump and the Patriots to bring others to justice in some form or fashion. And maybe he will cut a deal and confess to his crimes and begin to turn in those higher up than himself. And Trump may even allow him and others to continue in the Supreme Court in order to return the constitutional law to the courts and the country. Either way, that is going to happen. So, that I have no idea that once he does this, he will need protection, because the deep state will want to kill him for sure. I noticed that, of course, you know, the Lord can protect him, right? I noticed that the officer was dressed in a real nice blue uniform, and his shoes were really shiny, like military does, you know. On top of his shoulders, he had a big, long, gold or brass shoulder lapels. He took the envelope from Roberts and went to another building with it. Inside the other building, there was four other people, military officers, that looked almost just like him, dressed a little different, but they also had the gold or brass shoulder lapels on their shoulders as well. They started copying the papers from John Roberts and began handing them out to between 500 and 1,000 people in the building. After the papers were handed out, I saw some kind of law enforcement agency or something, like the FBI, had uncovered a ring of child traffickers that had ties with political people in the state of New York. And they uncovered them. Yes, they're going to drain the swamp. The Lord is going to drain the swamp. The Lord gave this wisdom to them to do it in this way in order to save much life, except, of course, the life of the perpetrators. Then I saw several people from the state of Pennsylvania. They were arrested. Their time is coming. There's nothing anybody can do to change the power of the word of the Lord. Amen. Their time is coming. I saw these people arrested because of the children. The law enforcement agency busted some kind of ring. And I think it's a huge ring. And it's from the Pope to the Queen to the leftist government in our country, the CIA, etc. The law enforcement agency busted some kind of ring, and I saw several high officials in the state of Pennsylvania that were arrested. There are high officials everywhere that bribed and stole their way and perverted votes in order to get in office, etc., etc. This is all coming down. They know who they are. Then it went out through different other states and there were arrests out west. I saw them handcuffed, and they were being carried off. Then I saw a group of people that had been blackmailed. Two individuals who very clearly had been blackmailed. And they had been blackmailed by some very, very harsh blackmailers who threatened their lives. This is their way. This is what they've done. This is how they've conquered people, putting them in a bad position and taking pictures and forcing them to do things and taking pictures and tempting them and taking pictures. Of course, you get demon-possessed from doing such things as that, and they worked witchcraft on them. The witches have worked together with the Satanists to, have their will done around the earth. The only thing is they bumped into the Christians on the way, and the Christians have more authority than they do because their God is the God. I saw this one person that was in Georgia that had been, and he mentions two people here, and these are just types and shadows of many, many people who have been blackmailed into doing things, and once they began to do these things and even justified themselves that they had to do it, they were demon possessed and part of the system. I saw this one person that was in Georgia that had been blackmailed to commit election fraud. They had been paid by these criminal people, and it wasn't in some of these people's heart, but they'd been blackmailed up to the highest levels. Yes, they took down many people. Anybody that was in a position, as you know, they killed one Supreme Court justice, Antonin Scalia. And so if they couldn't turn someone, they just would just kill them. Everything that they've done is being and will continue to be exposed. Arrests will continue until the swamp is drained and the Lord is seeing to it. The Lord is having this great mercy that this land does not deserve. No matter what they think, it does not deserve this. The devil was premature. He wanted to bring the tribulation and early. And God said, nope, not going to happen. Jacob is small. How shall he stand, right? As Amos said. And it's true, the church would not have stood through this tribulation without this revival and without their eyes being opened to the opportunity to walk and bear the fruit of Jesus Christ. Remember, no one hath ascended into heaven but he that descended out of heaven. That's Jesus. Nobody's going to heaven but Jesus. Christ in you, the only hope of glory. Yes, I put the word only in there because it's the truth. But the scripture does say, Christ in you, the hope of glory. This great revelation that Jesus is coming to live in his people. And that's the gospel. That's the real gospel. Is he doesn't leave it up to you and me. He comes manifested in us by the reformed mind of the Spirit through the Word of God, the great revelation that puts faith in his people to believe for higher things, and that they truly do bear the fruit of Jesus 30, 60, and 100-fold. Amen. That's by God's hand. That's not by man's hand. After this, I looked out through various cities across America, and people started burning again and rioting and all kinds of chaos. Just major chaos was going on in different cities, much like what we've already seen. And I saw the National Guard having to go out and help police in different situations again. Yes, part of this is to bring down apostate Christianity. This is their foot soldiers here. They send them forth against their enemies. Well, we haven't seen the end of civil unrest, rioting, looting. It's going to get worse, even as a great revival will be sweeping the elect in the church. Then the scene changed, and I was standing with the Lord. He took my hand, and we were back at the Statue of Liberty. I began to look out at the people, and the people around Liberty started lifting her up. And this is, of course, talking about freedom, right? Started lifting her up. She had fallen. Freedom was taken. They started lifting her up, like under her elbows, and grabbing her legs and helping her. And all these people working together, and she began to stand up again from off her knees. And the Lord spoke to me and told me, I am the Alpha, I am the Omega. I am the first, and I am the last. I am he that was dead. Behold, I'm alive forevermore. America will rise. There will be a shaking across this world of revival. Amen. Aren't we happy about that? And then, as he grabbed my hand, I had a vision of the dream of Air Force One picking up President Trump. And then I woke up. Yeah, he was in Marine One the other day in the helicopter. You know, everybody thinks, oh, what happened? He's gone. No, he's not. He never left. Never left. But they wanted to put on this show to show people. You know, there is a whole generation lost with these liberal teachers in the colleges. Professors in the colleges, they are lost to communism, and they think this is a wonderful thing. They don't know anything about history. How can you possibly go to what is called higher education and not be abhorred at the history of communism? Oh, we'll get it right this time. No. No, you won't. These people have been indoctrinated and imparted demons to them to think that this could possibly happen. So this demonstration out there, I believe, is to help turn a generation of very foolish children back to find out just what communism is all about and what they do after they get control. And these anarchists that are out there killing and shooting and plundering, breaking every kind of law, they're getting to see what this thing turns people into. And I believe this demonstration is doing a great work and very necessary. And I'm so glad that they're proving to these people what communists do. They would quickly destroy the economy because they have to control people. I mean, the great economic changes that Trump made, they went about immediately to destroy them because they did not want prosperity. They wanted a people that was manageable, right? So Air Force One picked up the president, brought him home. He said, this isn't an event of the past. This is the future that's coming. Pray for our leaders. God does not need anything nor man's help in the natural. God can work miracles on his own. It's time that us Christians stand together and believe in his word and not believe in Baal God and the false prophets that speak in lying tongues that tell us all kinds of other stuff that's against the word of God. That's true. That's where Baal is, in the churches. And they have no respect for the word of God. You can quote the word of God. We believe this. You know, I see. So you're not Christian because this is the Bible. Right? Stand with me, children. Stand with me, saints. Stand with me, America. And pray for the best of our country. God's going to move. It's beyond me. It's beyond that I believe could make this happen. This is God. This is an almighty God that is standing up and going to move one more time. And he's going to change things to where communism cannot take over our country. Not now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Well, it's a sad thing, but many, many communist Chinese have been killed. They were invading this country into the tunnels that are all underneath this country, into the cities that were all underneath this country. Multitudes of them died. It's not a good thing when you're caught by the military and you're trapped in this underground situation. It's all going to come out. It's helping to bring the end of communism, but it's so sad because these people were all duped and raised up and with communism, and it's a demon spirit. I mean, they can come to this country and look at the prosperity that something other than communism caused. Communism does not bring prosperity. When you don't make any more than the guy next to you, where's the motivation to work hard, right? So it does not bring prosperity. It's brought ruin everywhere it's been. They're godless, so they don't mind killing people, taking their organs, slaughtering the babies. The one child thing that China had going was so that they could take people's children and make adrenochrome out of them and sacrifice them to Satan. Yeah, now they wanted to do that in this country. It's already been mentioned that they wanted to do that in this country. Yeah. And they were taking millions of children. And Gates and Fauci were in agreement with this. And I say were because they're caught. What I saw in this dream was people beginning to stand up. They just stood up as one people all over, everywhere. And the land of liberty began to have liberty again. This god of communism was stomped out and stopped. And the Lord caused these evildoers to be moved out of the way for a time. Yes, we're taking advantage of this time to rebuild the kingdom of God, because a lot of people, even though they go to church, they're in bondage to their own minds, their reasonings. They do not live in the supernatural territory, which is the kingdom of God. They do not live there. They do not think there. They do not speak there. They have learned from these mortal men what they thought they knew more about God than the scripture does. So it is a a temporary thing because it's coming back. It's all coming back. It will have to. It'll have to come back because there's a new crop coming. The first fruits crop has already been tested by these wicked, factious people. And in the tribulation period, the faction will return. And the beast in the middle of the tribulation period will make war against the saints. One more time. And that's in Revelation 13. And it's after the work of the man-child for the first 3.5 years in bringing people into the kingdom and resetting up the kingdom and doing what Jesus did. What Jesus did was he raised up these disciples to walk in his steps with his fruit, his words, his power, and to go forth and to ordain the fivefold ministry, which was, of course, in their own gifts to raise up the church. And if you want to see what the church looks like, well, read the book of Acts. You know, that's what the church looked like, and that's what it looks like today. Because God didn't change. The covenant that Jesus made was an eternal covenant, and God will not change it. Men do change it to their own destruction, according to the last 4 verses of the book. They do change it. And they are condemning people to live a natural life when they could be living a supernatural life, over and above sin and its curse. So these people who have added to, God said he would add to them the curses that are written in the book, and they have taken from God's word. He said he would take their name out of the book of life. And you say, no, no, it can't be. Oh, yes, it is. It is exactly the way he says it. We must not change God's word. We must enter into the same supernatural ability, fruit-bearing, so on and so forth, that the original disciples did. That's where we're headed. Oh, praise be to God. And we need a little time. And President Trump, God through President Trump, has given us some time. And some other people who are, I will say, loyal patriots in America are giving us time. We're not worshiping America. We're not worshiping President Trump, but God is using him as a vessel to do what he is doing for the sake of Christianity and the rebuilding of the true temple of God, because that's what Cyrus did. Cyrus used the money of the kingdom to rebuild the kingdom of God. And he sent people back to do this job. And that's exactly what Trump is doing. You will see that he is doing this for the sake of the rebuilding of the people of God into the temple that they need to be. And as such, they will be able in the tribulation to give up their false doctrines. Did you know that in the tribulation period, multitudes of Christians, although they're not, will take the mark of the beast? Because they believe that the mark of the beast does not trump the mark of God. I'm quoting some of their doctrine now. And they will take the mark of the beast. Multitudes of them, because they don't know God and because they haven't learned faith that they can live without buying and selling with the world. It's a terrible thing that these evil men have done in making a false religion that they call Christianity. It's Baal. It's not Christianity. So God is having such great mercy for this purpose, to save a multitude of people. You say, you know people who are caught in this trap of false Christianity. Yes, we all do. Some of them we love. And We don't want them to stay there. Well, God's doing something about it. He is having mercy. He's having mercy on America for the purpose of having mercy upon these people and for getting those of His out of America. America does not exist for itself. It exists for the sake of God's people. America will never be saved, contrary to what a lot of people believe. America will never be saved. But we are going to have a great revival that are going to bring multitudes of Americans to become Christians, real Christians, and multitude of American Christians who are not Christians to become real Christians. And we're going to get the same demonstration they got back in Jesus' day. You couldn't tell them early Christians that God doesn't do miracles anymore. You couldn't tell them that it was all down in the natural now. Everything we do, we just, you know, preachers are now prophets and so on and so forth. Well, if they are, they're false prophets. They make up doctrines. Once saved, always saved. They never believed that. They would have known that was a hellish doctrine. So, God is having great mercy on American Christians, and He's getting people prepared to be able to stand up and say, no, I believe in Jesus. No, I will not submit to your doctrine. I will not deny the Lord Jesus, and even go to their death. Many losing their heads to enter the kingdom of God so happily. Enter the kingdom of God. So, do you think that could happen in the church today? That the church as it is right now, many, many multitudes of them would knuckle under. They have no fortitude. They have no power from God. They do not believe in being baptized in the Holy Spirit. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you shall be my witnesses. They won't deny the Lord. They will be a witness of the Lord. When people look at them, they will see the Lord. So it is necessary what we're going through right now. It is necessary to prepare the church to be ready to go through the tribulation period, not denying the Lord. Right now, multitudes of Christians deny the Lord. Right now. What would stop them from doing it later? They do it right now. They deny what the Word of God says for their dead religion. They deny the Lord now. He is the Word of God. And you show them the Word and they deny it. So they deny the Lord now. What will they do then? If they don't receive a wonderful revival that brings them into the kingdom of God and not the kingdom of men, they will be destroyed forever. So we continue to believe, and as we have continued to believe for our lost loved ones and our lost Christian loved ones, God is now answering. And multitudes are going to be swept into the kingdom. I'm talking about multitudes of people who considered themselves Christian and are not, because Christian is Christ-like. Jesus identified Christianity. He that believeth on me, as the Scripture has said, will do the greater works. Greater works than these shall he do, because I go to the Father. Christians do mighty works. Jesus said, these signs will accompany them that believe. And they were mighty signs and wonders, healings, deliverances, on and on. That's Christianity. This is what believers do. There are Christians who are not believers. They're following Baal. They're in corruption. There is no eternal life in those things. As I said, No one hath ascended into heaven, but he that descended out of heaven. He was the seed from God. He was the manna from heaven that people ate and became like him. And now we're about to see these demonstrations of God's mighty power and deliverance, and this deliverance of this government for a change, which is an astounding miracle. Anybody that misses this is blind as a bat. Astounding miracle. And this is what God is doing in order to enable his people to stand in the coming tribulation, so that they will not deny the Lord. Amen. Well, Father, we thank you for this time today. We thank you for these wonderful revelations, Lord. We know that some of them are going to work out in more spiritual ways than we've even seen. They're going to work out. They're going to come to pass. And the wicked will pervert and twist them to their own purposes, as usual. But we thank you, Lord, that they that are of God will hear the words of God. And God gave dreams and visions to his people to give them revelations for their own time and for their own situations around them that the Bible doesn't speak to specifically. But the dreams and visions of for local people do just that. They speak very specifically. So, Lord, we thank you for what you're doing. You're warning people. Don't give up. You know, don't be fearful. Don't be troubled. Continue to believe what God told you about what was going to happen. Many have gone back, you know, because they walk by sight. They've never been taught to walk by faith. They never believed what Jesus said when he prayed, "All things whatsoever you pray and ask for, believe you received them, and you shall have them." They instead walk by sight, and they miss the miracle. And so now, multitudes have gone back to their old ways, and some are even persecuting the people that continue to walk by faith. It's the people who walk by faith that are going to continue to bring this miracle. It's not the others. And as I said, apostates do not walk by faith. They don't even know what it is. Faith is believing you've received something on the grounds that God said so. And the rest, well, some of them are being weeded out like tares out of Christianity and gathered into bundles to burn them. But Lord, we thank you that you are doing a tremendous work here. A tremendous revival has been mentioned in all of these revelations here. Lord, a tremendous revival is coming to save people so that in the tribulation period they can remain, they can become and remain Christians throughout the whole thing. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the great mercy you have shown to us. We do not deserve it. And especially the people of this country do not deserve it. And the Christians of this country do not deserve what you are doing. But it is your great mercy and grace. And by the way, it is not stopping at the borders of this country. It is going around the world. The deep state is being conquered around the world. And more righteous governments are being put in and will be put in around the world. And the gospel will go out because Jesara law will not permit them to persecute the belief of other people that come into their country to speak the gospel. And we will see. We will see. I know the doors are going to open wide for the gospel. And we plan to go right through them. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you for what you're doing, Father. You are so gracious to us. And we do not deserve it. Amen. Well, all right. Thank you for joining us today, saints. God bless you. Keep on praying for us, and we'll keep on praying for you. And keep on believing. Keep on praying for the conservatives out there that are favoring us more than the leftists at this time. So keep on praying for them and keep on praying to bring down the nasty deep state and their leaders. In Jesus' name, amen. Good night.